Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Yud Gimel, and today we're going to talk about Kreva La'arayos. Kreva La'arayos other than actual Gili Arayos. The Gemara tells us on the daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph towards the bottom, discussing the, brought in a pasuk to prove a related topic of the Issa D'Rabbanan of Kreva to other Isurim that the Mishnah spoke about a Tami and a Torah person eating together, but the Gemara brought in Upliga D'Rabbi Pedas, D'Amar Rabbi Pedas. The previous argues on Rabbi Pedas, because Rabbi Pedas says the only Isser Daraisa Lasra Torah Ela Kurva Shel Gili Arayos Belvad. Rabbi Pedas says the only Isser between a man and a woman who are Usser to each other is actual Gili Arayos. That's the Isser Daraisa. Isser Darabanan, of course, there could be more of Siagim. But the Isser Daraisa of Kreva Arayos is only actual Bia. Shene Emar Ish Ish El Kol She'er Bisaro Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. When a man who is She'er Basar, do not come close Legalos Erva to actually be Megala Erva. That is how Rabbi Pedas understands the Pasuk. The Gemara continues and says this could be against Ula. There's actually a stira in the words of Ula, because first the Gemara says Ula wasn't as careful with Kreva. Ula ki avi asim vei rafa vei menashiglu lachvasei abechadayu v'amilei abechadayu. But pliga didei adidei damar Ula afilu shum kurva asur. Mishum, any kurva is asur. Is this daraisa? Is this drabanan? Not 100% clear. Mishum, lech lech amri le nazira, schar schar lecharma lo sikrav. To a nazir, we don't tell him walk right through the vineyard and don't eat the grapes. We say walk around the vineyard. Don't come close. So here too, by kreva l'arayas, one shouldn't come close. What is the halacha l'maisa in terms of the issue of kreva l'arayas? Rabbi Pedas has not quoted l'halacha in the Rambam, more in the Shulchan Aruch. So what exactly is the halacha? So it starts off with a machlokes, as we know, between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban discuss whether kreva la'arayos, not ma'isabiyah, but let's say chibuk v'nishuk, affectionate touching of arayos, of anida, of anyone that one is not allowed to touch or be with, is that an issa d'araisa or an issa d'rabanan? So that is a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says twice, first in Shin Nun Gimel, in Lo Sasei Shin Nun Gimel, the Rambam says that it is Asr to araisa to have any kreva. Shehiziranu mikiruv la'achas mikol elo arayos. Afilu below bia, kagon chibuk v'neshika v'hadom elohem, mipu'ulos haznus. Any type of hugging and kissing, any other type of affectionate touch. V'huamar yisala bashar mizeh, ish ish al kol she'er b'saro lo sikru v'legala serva. What does he quote? He quotes our pasuk that Rabbi Pedas interprets as only actual arayos. The Rambam quotes the Sifra that no, it means any other kreva. Ki'ilu yomar, lo tikrivu, mehen kiruv, yavi, legalos erva. Don't do anything that is close, that could bring legalos erva. Right? And this, if this, let's just finish first, and we'll mention, lashon sifra, lo sikrivu legalos, ein li ela shalo yigala. I only know that actual legale shouldn't be done. Minai in shalo yikrav. How do I know that I shouldn't even bring close to be megala erva? Tamalomar vel isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav. Ein li ela benida, bal tikrav, ubal yigala. Uminayin lechol ha'arayos, shein bebal tikrivu, ubal yitigalu. Tamalomar lo sikrivu legalos. So the Rambam Shita is here in Los Asishin and Gimel that any kreva la'arayos, even if it's not actual bia, any type of affectionate touching is aser d'oraisa against Rabbi Pedas in our Gemara. Lo sikrivu legalos erva. And the Rambam also quotes this in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Halacha Lamaisa in Perachaf Aleph Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Kol haba al erva min ha'arayos derech evarim. If somebody actually has an illicit relation, oh, shechibek v'nishik derech taiva v'nehneh Bikira Basar, or he hugs and kisses Derech Taiva, the Nen, and he gets physical pleasure, Harize Loke Min HaTorah. That's an Issa D'Araisa Malkos, Shene Amar, Levilti Asos Rikosa Toivos, Vinamar, Lo Sikrivu, Legalos Erva. Klomar, again, he quotes the Sifra, Lo Sikrivu, Ledvarim Hamevin, Lidei, Gilui Erva. That is clearly the Shita of the Rambam, that Lo Sikrivu is literal, do not even come close. This, again, is a separate topic, where Beth Hashem will talk, we'll have another shiur about it, but this is an example then of a Siag D'Araisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel's discussion, and many of the other Achronim, that Siagim are usually in the world of Durabanan, if this Rambam is true, so then this is an example of a siyag d'araisa, where the Torah itself says, don't do A so that you don't come to do B. Don't do this. If yichud is d'araisa, or an yichud is d'araisa, many other examples. The first daf of the Ran in Maseches Pesachim, but Baal Yerah Bayimatzeh might be a siyag d'araisa of the Isra Achila, cooking basa b'chalav, could be a siyag d'araisa of eating basa b'chalav. But anyway, this is the sheet of the Rambam. And the Ramban is not happy. The Ramban here in the Hasagos argues on the Rambam, and the first raya that he quotes against the Rambam is our Gemara, right here in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, again quoting the Sifra, Lo sikrivu legalos erva, means literally don't have a kreva. Says the Ramban, V'hine harav matzah b'raisa zu mufureshes, v'tala dvarav b'ilan gadol. The Rav, or the Rambam, was told his words on a big tree, meaning this medrash. Avol chfiya iyun b'talmud ein adavarkein. But look in Shas Pavli, says the Ramban. I think there's a raya against the Rambam. Sheye b'kreva, she'ein b'gili erva, k'gon chibuk v'nisha glav u'malkos. I don't think it's true. Share Gemara Shabbos. He quotes our Gemara, and he quotes Rabbi Padas, says the Ramban. If it's true that Chazal and the medrash interpret this pasuk differently than the pashtos of the Gemara, why didn't our Gemara quote it? If we hold like that, if we hold like that sifra, that lo sikrivu legalos erva means literally just the kreva, so then why didn't our Gemara quote it? Ehine ein lo sikrivu legalos erva nidrash lahem la bifnei atzmahu kibraisa hashnuya b'sifra avo yidrashuhu b'kreva shelegili erva b'vad. Umenayadua, says the Ramban, you know from Shas, Shem Haisa Braisa Zu Etzlam Emes. If we really held like this, Braisa, Vahayu Dvarav Shel Rebbe Pedas Chalukin Bekach, and we would argue on Rebbe Pedas, Hayu Bale HaGemara Mivimosa, Olav Letzyufta. The Bale HaGemara would have brought it as a Tzyufta, Viomrim, Meisvei, Vechulu, Vekimen Shalawasukain, and since they didn't bring this as an interpretation to Midaraisa, Navin Mehem, we must understand, Kietzlam, Zeha Isser Midrabanan. It must be they interpreted it as an Isser Midrabanan at most, that's the Ramban Shita, and then he quotes an amazing line, Oyia Minatora, or maybe even if it's Daraisa, to call them Ishani Me Isura, Isura Hu Keinyan, Bechatzi Shir. That's unbelievable. Chatzi shir could be chatzi kezayis of pig, and chatzi, we spoke about chatzi malacha a couple of days ago, but this chatzi shir, hugging and kissing, is chatzi shir v'maisaviyah. He doesn't say it actually, he says, Kinyin, even if you want to say it's daraisa, it's not a real daraisa. It sounds like, by the way, he would say a klali approach, not a prati approach, what we discussed a couple of days ago. Aval ein ze ikar medrash balavaze elakra asmachta ba'alma. The Ramban says, I think it is an asmachta ba'alma. I don't think it's a real makar. And the Nosei Kalim here, feel free to look in the Megillas Esther, Valeif Sameach, discusses how the Rambam could answer that question of the Ramban. Why didn't the Gemara quote it? But this is the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rav Kook in Shabbos Haaretz, in his commentary on Shemitah, the laws of Shemitah, uses this Machlokas and comments on it in the context of talking about Halacha of Shemitah. The Rav Kook says, we know there are only certain Isurim, specific Isurim that are usur in Shemitah. Certain type of planting and plowing, v'chulu, certain types that are daraisa and others are derabanan. But Rav Kook says, if one plows their field in the normal way, keseder kavua, even if they don't violate per se any isure daraisa, but if they treat it like a regular year, that could still be an Isser d'Araisa of working one's land in Shemitah. And he gives another example. He quotes the Rambam and the Ramban here as an example. What do you mean? What's the example? He quotes that even according to the Ramban, that it's an Isser d'Rabanan, but says Rav Kook, once in a while, if somebody does this, then it's an Isser d'Rabbanan, kamo etzam gili arayis. Avol b'derek kfius, hu asur b'emes min ha-Torah. But if it's derek kfius, if it's done on a permanent, if it's a long relationship, then for sure it's going to be d'araisa, even according to the Ramban. Just like by Shemitah, even if one, certain details are only d'Rabbanan. But what if one treats it in a larger sense, like a normal year, that would be an Isser d'araisa of Shemitah's karka. But said the model of that, he quotes in our Gemara. He quotes in our Gemara. Says before we see some of the halacha lamaisa elements, the Sefer Achinuch has this as part of a larger context in the mitzvah kuf peches. Mitzvah kuf peches is shol lehisadein ba'achas mikol ha'arayos. Not to get any type of pleasure regarding any one of the arayos. Vehin krevos, obviously holding like the Rambam, as he always does. Vafilu below bia, even without bia, One is, it's also daraisa. Any type of inappropriate activities with levity. Pirush kilu amar lo tasu shum kreva shiya goremes vamivi adam lagalo serva. And says the Sefer HaChinuch, this is something that's the basis of all relationships, that and appropriate relationships that we have. And we have to see this in the larger context. Here we're talking about kreva and negia. But you have to see this in the larger context, says the Chinuch, and this is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer. Yikros adam biyada v'yirmos be'enav, some types of winking, inappropriate looking between a man and a woman. V'shal alis chok imam klal, v'afil ariach besamim sha'aleim, to smell the perfume of a woman. V'shal lahabit benashim klal, v'afilu bifnei kala b'kavanas hana, or to look at any women in an inappropriate way. V'afilu batzvak tana shalahen, even looking at a part of the body that's not usually covered, but still, it would be usher if it's done for inappropriate reasons. Chutz me ishto, obviously, except me ishto shel adam shemutal al haba biyafya vafilu bo danida bevdeshi muteres olacherzman. Obviously, ishanida has different alachas than all the other arayos, and we've discussed in the past whether it is one of the arayos. It itself is important. The Chinuch though continues and says, "Av a klal davar shelo yasa adam shum davar ba'olam hamevi ledehir her benashim lo b'maisa v'lo b'dibur v'lo shum remes l'kariv das ha'isha hakalim daito elabishto levad." Any type of behavior is not appropriate. And again, what we're talking about here is only a specific one. And the Chinuch adds, and a person is not allowed to say, "Well, I can handle it. It's okay. I read some Gemaras and Maseches Ksubis that the Amoraim used to put the kalas on their on their shoulders." Says the Sefer HaChinuch, we can't fathom what level they were on, and even the later Amoraim couldn't fathom what the level of the early Amoraim were on. Right? Shalal hayu kamalachim. Shall I ask him afilu shakalakim b'torah v'mitzvos? So, but this is, we have to follow what the halacha is. We have to follow that this is what we have to do, and there is no flexibility in terms of some of these behaviors. But this is all derechiba. As the Rambam says, nene bekir basar, derech taiva, derechiba, machlokes, daraisa, derabanan, Rambam, and the Ramban. What about shaloba derechiba? So that's already in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Sota discusses by a carbon Sota, the Kohen has to put his hands with the woman's underneath the carbon and be manif and do tnufa. To wave it. The question is, how does he do that? Totsvas and Menachas, Daf Samachal, from a base. Ask this, what are you supposed to do? How do you deal with the Isser of Negiah while you have to do the Tenufa? So Vakasha, Diminale, Hachavayo Ksivan, says the Totsvas and Menachas, Yerushalmi, Mashba, Ksas, Davi, Tachas, Yadav, Mamish, Tegarsin, Gabi, Tenufas, Minchasota, Vekoy, Meniach, Yado, Veena, Dover, Kiur, maybe Mapa, Veena, Chotzates. Number one answer of Tosfos, and based on the Yerushalmi, maybe you bring some type of separation, some type of chatzitza, or maybe Kohen Zakein, or bring a 90-year-old Kohen, where there's no Yetzahara anymore. V'yafilu tema yeled, or what if even if it's a younger, ein Yetzahara matzilo sasha. For one moment at the Beis HaMikdash, when they're doing the Karban Sota, we don't think anything's going to happen or any type of here or in that context. And that's important because we have that concept in other contexts as well. If there is a context that the focus is on something else, so then there wouldn't be an Isser, right? We know famous doctor's offices where a man has to examine a woman or vice versa, right? Whatever it is, so we assume that's Mutter. We assume that's Mutter. Why? Because Uman is Osek Bo'am Naseh, and like this Tosfos says in the Yerushalmi, Ein Yetzahara Matsui La'osa Shah. Good. The Shach discusses also, again, it's a Tzorach Yid, a little bit on the Beis Yosef, talking about in the context of Ilchas Nida, a man who is a doctor taking the pulse of a woman, right? The Bishach and the Beis Yosef discuss, what if a Pikuach Nefesh, it sounds like the Beis Yosef, even Pikuach Nefesh, that would be Gili Arayas, but the Shach wonders that he does not think that would be the case about Mishush Hadpeik Be'ishto Nida Chola. Good. Pnuyos, unmarried women, we assume, Bizman Hazeh, are all Nida, right? The Ramban, going back many hundreds of years, the Ramban, the Rivash quotes the Ramban in Simin Tav Chav Hei, that unmarried women do not go to the mikvah, Bizman Hazeh. Not go to the mikvah. Why? Because it could only lead to problems. They think they're Tahora. They don't know the halachas of Chatzitza. The Rivash says, because of our Ramban, she butla bedoros ha'achronim, mishum davi chumra dasile de kula, she avo bala de michshol, lohakel, bi isurim, kamoshin ikashal osa talmud. So the Rivash says, and it's quoted also in the beginning of Ilchas Nida, that pnuyos are all called nidas bizman hazeh, because that is not, we don't, we don't suggest that they go to the mikvah. There are serious shailas halacha lamaisa. If a woman comes to the mikvah who's not married, do we let her go to the mikvah? If we know her reasons are. So a big discussion in the postgame, we try not to. Is it saving them from any more serious type of isurim? But again, that's not our topic today. So lamaisa, let's talk about some other cases relating to issues of negia and negia derachiba, shaloba derachiba. So obviously shaloba derachiba. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the point from before. Shaloba derachiba pashas is not a daraisa, but it could be an issur derabanan. It could be an issur derabanan. Again, obviously the line between shaloba derachiba is a little blurry, but pashtus is that it's derabanan at most. Once it's derabanan, so that already means there's more flexibility in terms of certain cases. That's what we mentioned from the doctors before, right? Shaloba derachiba is at most derabanan in a case where there's a tzarech and there's no reason to think otherwise, then there would be even mutter lechatchila. Big discussion in the poskim is other types of shaloba derachiba. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Eben Ezra, Chelik Beis Simon Yudalit. Somebody wrote him a tshuva. Do I have to take a taxi to work every day, which is more expensive, or, because if I go on the bus or the subway, I know I'm going to be bumping into people, fellow people in the city. Be'inyan halicha b'subway u'bebus. B'shashi efshar li zoher minagia v'techifa b'nashim mitzad adochik. Right, he wrote this in 1960. Less people on the buses even then. But says Ramosha says, b'dvar halicha b'subway u'bebus. Right? Do you have to change your schedule? Regarding the actual tushing, right, it's not daraisa for sure. Maybe it's not even drabanan. Maybe it's not even a touch. The kolister negiya barais who afla harambam shu sover shalaba der lo tigur daraisa. Even the Rambam only says it is derachiba. Below derach taiva lekaf is a drabanan mijlo hiskerzeh. Maybe it's not even drabanan. The Rambam didn't mention anything about the next level. The mafarshim at shulchan aruch, the nosei kalim discuss it. But the Rambam didn't mention it, so maybe there's no iser at all. Just tapping somebody. Eino mitzad iser kreva. Diika b'chol harayis. So mitzun, he talks about an isha nida. But says the Rambam. Therefore says Ramosha. V'lachein tzorach lomar. Shebelo derach taiva lo asru klal. Telo nechshav zek kreva legili erva klal. Mishum shenegiya shelola taiva v'chiba lo yavi legili harayis. That was not included in the lo sikrevu. And therefore, lo shayach lachush mi loleches l'savi b'vas. No problem to go. Tanegiya below miskavein. Machma shi efshel lizoyer. Ein zed derach taiva v'chiba. What if you're on the subway with your wife? Then you should try to be careful not to bump into your wife, because then that's any type of chiba with one's wife, any type of touch might lead to and be considered a type of chiba. Aval, says Ramosha, if a guy enjoys going on the subway and on the bus and bumping into people, then he has to take a taxi, because then that's derech chiba for him. Im yodeyash yu yabuli dehirer, yesh lo lemnoa milaleches oz imei nachutz lo, v'im muchrach, then you have to figure out a way to make misiach das and not to focus. That's in terms of that. What about handshakes? That's a big discussion in the postgame. What about handshakes? So Rav Moshe himself, in a very one-line tshuva, Rav Moshe in Chelek Alef Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, discusses this, and he says, Elohoshe yad la'isha, kederech shenosim shalom bipaksham, to stick out your hand, pasha shasar, af lepnuya, sticking out your hand, says Ramosha, is asr, shari he nidos v'koshken leishas ish. How do you put that tshuva with the tshuva that we just mentioned? Maybe Ramosha assumes that shaking hands is derachiba. Right? It's not a hug, it's not a kiss, but it's also not a tap, it's also not bumping into it, derach masasek. Maybe Ramosha assumes it's derachiba. Ramosha in another tshuva, Evan Ezer, Aleph Nun Vav, ubedavar shera'ita sheish mekilin af miyirei Hashem, litein yad le'isha kishihi moshita, when a woman sticks out her hand, that's different than the previous tshuva, ulai sovereign, says Ramosha, maybe they hold the ainza derachiba v'taiva. That it's not derachiba, exactly. Avalamaisa kashalisbach alzer, Ramosha is not a fan of it. But again, Rav Soloveitchik, and other poskim, I think Rav Henkin, I don't remember, but some of the other tshuvas mentioned that, especially in a case of kavod abrios, if a woman sticks out their hand, so then one is allowed to shake. But again, only in if shaloba derachiba, if somebody enjoys the shaking of the hand and it's something serious, then it'll be more of an issue. I was once asked by a Talmud that he was going for a job interview, and they say part of the job interview is the shaking of the hands. They judge you by how you shake your hand. So that's already a little more tricky. Because is it derechiba? But they judge you like if it's forceful, if it's a solid handshake, if it's a dead fish handshake. So it's a little trickier in that case. Some poskim I saw mentioned the Ber Moshe that maybe there's a difference between a handshake as shalom aleichem to say hello and a handshake on a business deal. A handshake at the end of a business deal, maybe that's umnis, that's business. A handshake of a greeting, that would be more. Maybe that's where Moshe is more uncomfortable with. Derechiba. So again, that's something to keep in mind. Some Sephardi poskim, the Chuvas Od Yosef Chai discusses a kissing a tzaddik's hand. Right? In the Sephardic world, it's more common. Kissing a tzaddik, could a woman kiss the hand of a Rebbe? Right? Is that appropriate? So he talks about that here in this Chuva. Again, one of the sets of Chuvas of the Ben Ishchai. Chacham v'zakeim sha'anashem noshkos yadav ein tzarech l'sarei v'litchosan. He doesn't have to push them away. Gizu anashika shihi al gav hayad ein aderechiba ein chiba el anashika al apanim o al ametzach. Says the Ben Ishchai. Va'od muchach hadar v'lekolecha she'osas kein l'chvodesh al Torah v'kavanasan l'mitzvah k'mo nashika she'noshkos l'sefer Torah. They think that this Talmud Chacham, they're not doing it derechiba, they're doing it l'shem kavod haTorah. And therefore, if that's the minhag, that's the minhag. If it's not the minhag, then it shouldn't be done. Okay, this is some of the issues related. Again, sisters as well. The Rambam has very strong lashon about sisters, but again, the poskim say just want us to move their head. Technically, the issurim of Negiah do not apply to a sister, but again, one should use their head in terms of how you know how one behaves in all contexts with any relatives, and one should try to keep the halacha, the Rambam, lamaisa. It's derechiba's aser, no matter what one holds, even though we don't pass them like Rabbi Pedas. I mean, maybe the Ramban would say like Rabbi Pedas, but the Rabbi Pedas doesn't mention any Suri Durabanan either. But either way, Rambam and the Ramban is the basis of this sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.